Welcome to Breakfast with Sergio. This is episode number 82, and today I want to talk to you about how to sell more art for the holiday season, how to sell more of your work during the holidays. All right, my friends, so again, welcome back to Breakfast with Sergio. Super excited. We are getting closer to episode 100, which is going to be really awesome. Well, today I'm recording Breakfast with Sergio right from my studio, right from my home studio. This is where I am. I'm working in this giant piece, which is 7 feet tall by 18 feet wide. And it's going to be soon done and finished. And this is a part of one of the pieces that will be in my upcoming exhibition. So if you're in Chicago, please join me September 21st. Join me at ACS Gallery, which is located in the fourth floor of the Joby Art Center in Bridgeport neighborhood in Chicago. So if you're in Chicago on September 21st, you gotta be here, you gotta come and join me see this beautiful work, which again will be done and finished. It's 18 feet wide, along with many other new pieces that I've been working on. In this show, I'm closing the year after a really strong season of 2018, which I was so honored and so grateful to have had this year 4 solo museum shows internationally, 3 in 3 different countries. So 2 museum shows in Mexico, 1 in Romania, and 1 in Italy. And I'm finishing, you know, this year as a way to say thank you, going back home, going back to my community, and say thank you so much for all your support. And this will be how I close 2018. So come and join me if you are in Chicago, again, September 21st at ACS Gallery from 7 to 10 p.m. Free parking. Can be that. Well, my friend, today I want to talk about how you can sell more art during the holiday season. Here's what happens in my career. Maybe you can, maybe this might be similar to your case. Well, in my case, you know, I like to work large. Most of my paintings are about 42 inches wide by 70 inches tall. That's my typical size. They are quite expensive. So, you know, for a normal person with an average job, you know, these pieces are quite large. They are quite expensive. And there's a lot of people that follow my work and that would love to have a small Sergio Gomez, a small work of mine. And this is something I was thinking about, you know, back about 6 years ago when I was 41 years old. And I thought I'm going to make a series of works at a small size, but a whole series that I can, you know, put at a price point where a lot of my collector base, a lot of my followers who would love to be my collectors but cannot afford my larger paintings can have access to this small work. And so in 6 years ago, I did this series that was called 41 Winters. And 41 Winters was about doing a winter piece, one for each of my years, which back then I was 41. You can do the math now how old I am 6 years later. But, you know, the idea was to make a 12x12 piece for each one of my winters. And I did a whole series of them. I actually enjoyed the series so much that I ended up doing 64. Instead of 41, I ended up doing 64 of them. And out of the 64, I only have 2 left, you know, which this here's one example of one of those pieces. And it was done on a 12x12 on wood. And I put some support in the back, easy to hang, ready to hang, so people could come buy them. They could buy them online. They could buy them on a pop-up shop that I did, open studio type of thing. And I sold in the first year, the first season when I launched this, I sold a lot of them. And then I rerun them again the second year around, and I sold a lot of them too. So over the year, you know, over the last couple of years following the 41 winters, I ended up selling most of them, only keeping about 2 or 3 that I have left just here for me, for my collection. But it is a really neat, each one is numbered. Of course, this is number 3 out of the 64. And so that's an idea that it went so well that I thought, well, what if I challenge myself every year to do something special for new collectors, people who have been following me this year, but they don't have one of my pieces because they cannot afford them. They're too big or too expensive for them. So I give them an opportunity to do something special. So that's when I started to do what I call the Small Works Challenge, where at the end of the year, starting in September, I start thinking about ideas on how to do this. And then in the month of October, I spend a lot of time in marketing, planning, email list growth, and so on. And then I release them in November, at the end of November, usually right after Thanksgiving, and then I promote them all the way to the end of the year, and I usually do really well. I sell a lot of work, you know, at the end of the season, and it is something that I just enjoy. You know, it's not something that I'm just doing it because I want to sell, although of course that's a great idea, but to me is this idea of making giving something to the people that have supported me for so long, you know, for so long, who love what I do, who've been following me in social media, and who, you know, would love to have a small horse of mine in their home that they can live with. That's really the motivation that drives me to do this small works challenge. So, and it's also a great challenge for me as an artist to work small, because I'm used to year round to work large, you know, like the piece you see back here. I love these large works and all the emotion and all the effort and energy that I can put on the big work. So it's really a challenge for me mentally, physically, and technically, how to, you know, transfer that into smaller scale. So this year I'm working, for example, on hearing some ideas that I'm doing of on a small cradle board and making some new pieces that are going to be kind of maybe floating in the inside. I'm still kind of playing around this idea, and I'm going to make up my mind soon so I can start production, have them ready by November. So that's an idea for you, my friend. You know, if this is something that maybe is an attractive idea for you, think of it as a doing a small work challenge for you, for your collector base, for your fans, for the people that have been following you throughout the year. Maybe you have there people who love the work that you have, but they just will never be able to afford, you know, your $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 work that you make. But they could afford something at a smaller price point, $500, $300, again, depends what you do. I have done this with artists in the past where I bring them in to work with me in the Small Work Challenge, and some of them have sold really, really well, you know, a lot of pieces. And, you know, it really, you can do it no matter what medium you make. You know, you can do small sketches, you can do small drawings, small paintings, small sculptures, small reproductions of something. Again, you know, the opportunities are really, really open. And what was pretty cool the first time I did it, in when I was 41, and I did, it was called 41 Winters, the whole series, is that I selected a poem, and the poem became the basis for the whole series. So all the pieces were inspired by the poem. And I did a whole press release, a whole marketing campaign. It was so cool that even NPR here, Chicago National Public Radio from Chicago, they featured the show. They featured this effort that I did, and actually you can still listen to it on my website. If you go to my website, SergioGomezOnline.com, you can look for 41 Winters on their art, and you can see, you can actually listen to the feature that NPR did on 41 Winters, which was awesome. And that's really what kicked on the idea. So every year since that, I've been doing the Small Works Challenge. So my friend, that's something that you can do for your art career. And if you want to do it with me, if you want me to work with you on the Small Works Challenge, kind of guiding you through step by step, week by week, giving you ideas on how to promote it, how to market it, how to get it started, how to invite your friends, how to lead up to an event, and so on. If you want to do it with me, you are more than welcome to do it. What you want to do is join my art community, join the Art Next Level program that I have, where this winter, or actually this fall, you know, we are already starting to work on the Small Works Challenge. So all you have to do is go to www.theartistnextlevel.com/offer. www.theartistnextlevel.com/offer. I have a special offer for you where you can join me, be part of the Small Works Challenge, and do something pretty cool for your collector base this winter. Thanks, my friends, for watching. Share this episode.